So my kids aren't there. I texted my husband down in the barn, but he was milking. So I think I got all the calf slobber off this dress after getting her caught and put away before I got here today. So I'm going to back up just a couple of years before Norwegians actually got to Wisconsin. 2025 is a really big year in the Norwegian-American community. We are commemorating 200 years of organized Norwegian immigration to the United States. In 1825, a group of 52 Quakers from the Stavanger area of Norway bought a sloop. It was named the Restoration, and they left Norway in July of 1825, and they landed in New York that October. So their story deserves a lot more attention than I can give it today. We don't have all day, but suffice it to say, this was the first organized group of Norwegian immigrants to the United States, and they formed the first Norwegian-American community here in the United States, and they blazed a trail for hundreds of thousands of immigrants following behind them for the next 100 years. After spending a winter in upstate New York, the sloopers weren't very happy with the conditions they found themselves in. They thought the land was too expensive. They thought the winter was too harsh. Now think about that. Norwegians thought the winter was too harsh in New York. So they sent a scout, his name was Klang Pearson, west. And Klang Pearson walked all the way from upstate New York to just outside of present-day Chicago. And he found land there and he said, this is it. This is where the Norwegians need to be. So he walked back to New York and he told the group, I found it. And most of that colony from upstate New York followed him to Illinois. It's now called appropriately Norway, Illinois. So if you're looking on the map, that's where it is. And they established the very first Norway, Illinois, LaSalle County. So it's just outside Chicago. They established the very first permanent Norwegian settlement here in North America. So during the 1830s, Norwegians started venturing north into Wisconsin. And this man, Ole Nottestad, was the very first documented Norwegian to visit Wisconsin. In 1838, he came to scout land for the folks who were living in those Illinois settlements. And he and his brother Anston were very influential in encouraging immigration from Norway to the United States. And this man here, he was the very first Norwegian actually to claim land in Wisconsin. He had 180 acres right on the Wisconsin-Illinois border. His farm was in Clinton Township actually, just south of Janesville. So the very first Norwegian settlements here in Wisconsin were on that border, on the Rock and Jefferson Prairies in Rock County, just south of Janesville. But Muskego is the settlement that usually gets the most attention when we talk about Norwegian immigration to Wisconsin. The legend about this, the first group of people here, was that they were coming from Norway in 1839. Their plan was to go to Chicago. And as they were coming through the Great Lakes, the ship made its customary stop in Milwaukee. And supposedly a man got on the ship with two other men. One of them was fat and one was skinny. And he told the immigrants, he said, this fat man lives in Wisconsin. This skinny man lives in Illinois. Where do you want to stay? And he allegedly convinced them that they should get off the ship in Milwaukee and stay in Wisconsin. So most of the good farmland was already taken in the Milwaukee area by 1839. So the immigrants wound up just a little bit south in what is now the Muskego area. Now Muskego is a pretty low-lying, kind of swampy area. And in 1839, though, they were having a drought. So the Norwegians didn't know that where they were settling really wasn't great for farming. And of course, the next year, the rain came and the climate returned to what was more typical. They were dealing with malaria and cholera and a lot of issues. So eventually the settlement moved a little bit further south to some drier, higher land that was better suited for agriculture. Now in 1840, one of Wisconsin's notable Norwegian immigrant families arrived, and that's the family of Hans Christian Hegg. They settled in Muskego,